listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Very special episode of the Well Fed Guide to Life.
A Blossom.
How has that become like the de rigueur special episode?
I don't know.
Because every show did it.
It usually involves the sidekick getting raped or molested
when your sidekick looks like six, I'm surprised you didn't get raped.
Yeah, well, how do you explain
that's
the,
a horrible
the episode?
Thought. I really apologize for that one.
How do you
that's
explain
terrible.
The episode of different strokes where one of the friends got molested by the bicycle shop owner.
Rape's good all the way around.
That's not good.
When it comes to the special episodes, not in general.
Teen pregnancy.
Luckily, there will be no rape and or teen pregnancy on this show.
What about sexual harassment?
Oh, there's already been some. So, but Alvy will be on later.
That's a good point.
So yes, it is the Well-Fed Guide to Life. It is our last show of 2009. As we say goodbye.
The lone tear running down my cheek.
Yes.
Can't see that. Although I am raising my hands in the air like I just don't care.
Yes, it's definitely an interesting musical combination here.
Yep.
John, I'm sorry. The pork belly we do not have.
Oh,
oh
know,
my God,
it's
just killed me.
Too.
You've broken my heart and I barely even know you. That's the Kowali?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll just skip that for right now.
Yeah. Skip that?
Yeah. No, we got enough coming, so... Yeah.
We need something else for it.
That's a shame.
Because there's plenty of other...
There's plenty
dead,
of stuff.
Dead pork.
Yes. If your family, if your father was killed by a pig, this is the place you would go
to avenge
their death.
Yep.
We are at a new place.
Yep.
It's not... How long is it?
2 weeks old.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Dangerous.
It's very dangerous. It's a place called Subo.
Subo. Which means is the Filipino word that means to feed.
Which we will do. We will feed
on all one animal.
Yes, and this is going to be. We haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah, it worked out well the last time we did.
It did work out very well
the last couple times.
We're doing essentially an all appetizer show or an all happy hour show.
Yeah,
and we're trying a lot of different little things here. It's a kind of like a.
It's like
how would you describe the cuisine? I mean, it's obviously.
Well, it's Filipino.
Obviously Filipino. But there's a little
Asian influences on it.
There's Filipino's Asian.
Well, I'm let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
Like strong Asian influences
okay.
on like Thai and a little bit of Chinese. There's a couple different dumplings on the menu. Vietnamese with the different types of tofu with rolls on there. But they also have a little bit of Spanish accent or Spanish and Mexican Latin America.
A little bit
in there too. With different types of chilies that they're using in some of their recipes as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to note, this is the first time we've actually done a restaurant where we've actually gone to the restaurant. The restaurant
that used to be here.
Used to be here and come back to the restaurant, which
yes.
is completely different. So this is in the old Hell's Kitchen space, which
yes.
we did the Well-Fed Guide to Breakfast.
Yes, all those many moons ago.
We'll have to actually do a Well-Fed Guide at Hell's Kitchen. Because we actually had never done a Hell's Kitchen dinner episode before.
We haven't. Although I don't know, I'll have to check the bylaws if we're allowed to double up like that.
Okay.
I'll have to consult the elders, so to make sure that it's okay.
I understand that.
But it's appropriate that we are at a place that last year picked up one of the very coveted Golden Bacon Awards.
Yeah, so it's a good sign.
It's a good sign. We are...
We're in hallowed ground.
Well, not only that, but this is going to be the show where we announce this year's Golden Bacon Awards. Second annual Golden Bacon Awards, highlighting some of our favorite places we went to in the last year.
Right.
We'll talk a little bit about that shortly as we get a candle here.
Mood lighting.
Very, very sexy. We have a drink here, though.
Yes, we do.
And it is, boy, is it a drink?
A little ambiance, gentlemen.
Oh, very nice.
Sounds fantastic.
Yes. It is the. See,
thank you.
It is the Manny Pacquiao, is what they call it. Which, according to the drink menu, which is now under a candle.
It's Tommy Bahama rum.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, yeah, rum.
M150 energy drink, which I believe is a Manny Pacquiao energy drink.
Oh, is that? Okay.
I'm not entirely up with that, but I think that I seem to remember reading something, because I do follow boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to remember...
For those who don't know,
yeah.
Manny Pacquiao, a Filipino boxer, and a very small beef jerky of a man.
Very much so. Thank you.
Thank you. How are the drinks?
Perfect. Very good.
Yeah, very good. Yes, very, very tiny, tiny, tiny man. But he's not an ounce of fat on it. But he beats the living piss on everybody he fights.
He's like a little spark plug.
He's like 50-2.
Wow.
And he's fought in 7 different weight classes and won titles in all of them.
Yeah, I do remember. Was he heavyweight? I think.
No.
Okay.
No, but he can.
I think with his height, if he was heavyweight, he'd be spherical.
Yeah, he'd actually look like the girl from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Blooms up like a blueberry.
Violet. Yeah. Violet Beauregard.
Yeah.
And yes, I did know that. So, the first bit in our culinary path to greatness here is the vegetable summer rolls.
What do we got in there?
We got carrots, green papaya, jicama, daikon radish. Yikama?
Yikama. I'm
white. What are you going to do about it? What is it? Yikama?
Yikama.
Yikama. Daikon radish, rice noodle, basil. God damn it, I can't pronounce anything.
Maybe I should be reading that.
Basil. And it comes with a hoisin peanut sauce, which I will let you try first.
That's really mild.
Interesting.
Very. It's kind of like having a salad in a roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is just... It's very light, very clean.
This is very much peanut butter.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel. I mean, it's got a good variety of...
I like the Thai basil in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a traditional basil.
No. But it's missing something. I don't know what it is. That's possible. I mean, it's got a good variety of...
pickle mix.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Carrots, Thai eggplant, long beans, I believe it's a little jicama. We have a bitter melon, bitter melon and cucumber.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So they're coming in fast and furious now. I don't know. To me, it's the roll missing something. I don't know what it is. But the hoisin sauce, the peanut hoisin sauce is very good.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It is a little heavy on the peanut butter. I want a little spice to it.
Mm-hmm.
Look good.
It's very refreshing.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to
talk with my mouth full?
Do we want to cover any part of how was your Christmas, or do you want to just dive
into that? We got some time.
Okay.
So, since you brought it up, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was pretty good. I got some good gifts. I got a really big. Sorry. Professional class chef's knife, which I've been asking for.
Nice.
Big old Wusthof.
Yeah, I like the Wusthof.
Mm-hmm. Got a beautiful knife. My mom got me we'll call it an industrial class food processor.
Mmm.
So, I've actually used that a couple times now, already. It's fantastic. I don't know how
I... Making your weekly salsas?
Pretty much. And then I'm... I got some other odds and ends, but those were the two really big. I did get a magic bullet from my dad.
I think you said that mm-hmm. last week.
Which might be one of the shittiest appliances I've ever worked with.
No disrespect to your dad.
No. None.
He didn't make it.
He knows not what he buys.
In terms of the prisons, while I didn't have any real problem with anything I had, it wasn't anything that really kind of blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
However, my girlfriend's parents
blew you away.
Well, they got stuff for the both of us.
Okay.
And so we got a really nice big skillet.
Okay.
Okay. And with a metal handle, so you can put it in the oven, which is good. Really nice deep.
Can I take that from you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Excuse me.
Is it the pork candy?
Pork candy.
Is it the pork candy?
Absolutely.
All
right. The sausage tossed in a mandarin glaze, caramelized onions, a little shallots on top.
Beautiful. All right.
Spare ribs will be up in just a few moments.
Thank you.
Okay. God, they're coming too fast here. But yeah, not only did that, we got a nice grilling pan, like one of those, like a stovetop, but it's got the grill.
Cast iron?
Yeah, cast iron.
Right.
No, I don't know if it's cast iron, but it's
you'd
good.
Know it'd be heavier.
It's good quality.
It'd be heavier than that.
It is heavier. Okay. It is very heavy, but good grilling pan. And then those are very modern. Then we also, they were cleaning out their basement apparently. And we got the 1970s Harvest Yellow Electric Skillet.
Which probably still works like a champ.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it does.
This is, I'm enjoying pickles now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a culinary adventure for my tongue.
It is. It's no, this is just the house pickles, but it's there's no really pickles in here. It's just pickled vegetables.
Right.
And with a very, almost surprisingly so, spicy brine that they've
put. It's spicy and then there's sweet, and so it's hitting
a lot
of different places.
Yeah, it's got a nice mix of that. And I don't remember what any of this stuff is, but taking my peanuts out for this.
Is that peanuts?
What?
Is that peanuts?
It's some sort of nut. Mm-hmm. Not sure what. Oh, wow. Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very. I'm very impressed with that. Again, not too hot, which is the important thing.
Right.
So yeah, that was about it that we got. And we talked about my knife set last week, so that was kind of in terms of food stuff. That was the big thing. Got a bunch of DVDs, of course. And,
yeah.
And some books and.
Any particular present that really stood out to you?
I mean, besides the Nerf gun.
Uh huh.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't gotten a chance to go camping with my...
With your Tauntaun?
No, with my Tauntaun.
The Tauntaun sleeping bag isn't a camping thing. It's more of a sleepover kind of thing.
It is. It is, very much so. And every time I look at it, I also got the Family Guy Empire Strikes Back episode.
Mm.
Something, 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 Dark Side. Which has, instead of Tauntauns, it has Don-dons. Which is a Tauntaun with a Don Knotts head on it.
Of course.
But I can't look at it now without thinking I want a Don Don instead of the Tauntaun.
Well,
so I might actually dig up Don Knotts at this point.
Yeah. So we're trying this pork candy, which is it's a Chinese style sausage,
palm sugar and lime gastric. And very good.
Very good. It's very candy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's good though. I'm kind of shocked by it. Actually,
it's sweet.
How sweet it is. Got a little
it's salty too.
Sauteed onions with it.
I like it.
I don't know yet.
I like it a lot.
I have not decided. So that was it was overall a fine Christmas. We cannot complain.
Alright.
Now, on to screw it, I'm just gonna take them both. I don't care if they're stuck together.
I won't think any less of you.
I don't know if that's possible.
I love the crispy bits on this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to identify that flavor. Maybe it's the lime. I don't know. I'm getting some kind of odd flavor with this, but
the lime.
Maybe I'm trying to figure it out.
There's a little mandarin in there. There might be a little bit of lime gastric as well.
Okay.
Hmm. Cool.
It's good though.
Mandarin's the primary.
Yeah.
Citrus.
Alright. So, as per last year, we have six awards that we'll be giving out. Five of them we'll be giving out tonight, and we'll explain about the sixth one at the end of the show. Now, the first one I want to give out is one of those shows where the quality of the show is as good, it matches the quality of the place we were at. Because, you know, we've had shows that didn't necessarily work well, but the food was good.
Right.
And by the same token, we've had very good shows at places that the food really wasn't good.
Right.
I would count the Zake episode, for example.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious to listen to, terrible food.
Right.
And kind of fun to be on this side of, just because to watch you almost vomit. But this is one of the great examples of the quality of the show meeting the quality of the food. And had we perhaps planned ahead more, or prepared ourselves physically more, or just really thought through kind of how bad an idea the show was.
Oh.
It may have come off different. I think in this case, our lack of planning helped us.
I agree.
I
think it brought the funny.
It brought the funny. So this week, or this year's award for best worst idea goes to the meter wiener at Gastov's. Is your Muklikheit, or however the fuck
you pronounce it. You got most of that on me.
I know. Well, you're used to that. But if you don't remember the show, it is they have the meter wiener challenge, where there's 39 inches of glorious German beef.
Which isn't your nickname.
No.
No.
No. I have very little German in me.
No.
The rest of it's all true, though. So you have to deal with that, plus two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And sauerkraut, wasn't it, too?
Sauerkraut.
I kind of blacked out for a good portion of that.
Dinner salad.
And the dinner salad. So we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And to top it off, we had the boot, which was like 2 liters of beer.
Palm sugar, sugar cane vinegar, and lime.
Sugar cane, that's what I'm getting. That's what that is. It's the sugar cane. One of the advantages of being the only people in the place right now is that we get very good service. But yeah, it's that sugar cane. It's very good, though. And it's a good mix with the pickles. Because it cuts some of that.
It's cutting both ways.
We're knocking our taste buds for a loop.
I think where that challenge went all wrong,
it was back to the Gastos.
It is really the boot.
The boot was the real culture
I
for stupidity.
I would have had a shot at it had we not done the boot, too.
Because you failed.
Miserably.
No, I wouldn't say miserably. You made a valid effort. You only had like about a foot left.
That's pretty bad.
You still did 2 feet of sausage, plus the sides, plus a liter of beer.
I didn't finish my sides.
Didn't you?
No.
I could have sworn you had.
I got done with two of the three sides and the dinner salad, so. The boot was a bad idea.
Boot was a bad idea. It's one of those where either of them would have been fine
in by itself.
In solitude? I don't know if that's the right word.
The
combination of...
I did drink more of that boot than you did, so...
That is true. That is true.
So whereas you finished the Wiener Wiener Challenge and got your certificate...
I got my certificate.
I didn't even get a participation ribbon.
Nope. That was also probably one of the most expensive shows we've done.
Yeah.
Because the boot is like $20. Which isn't a bad value.
It was like $25.
It wasn't a bad value in terms of the dollar to beer ratio.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Our spirits.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Let me get you another round.
Not right now. Okay. No. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Those are big ass spirits.
Yeah.
So yes. This year's winner for best worst idea, and of course, worst is spelled WURST.
That's how we bring the money.
That is true. Goes to Gastov's something,
we'll
something,
it,
something.
Yeah, I think you're...
Everyone knows it as Gastov's. If you like German food, like German cuisine, you like it I don't want to say authentic, but authentic in the sense of it was stereotypically authentic.
Mm-hmm. And it was a fun time. I had a good time.
It was a fun time. It's a great place to hang out. It's a great
atmosphere,
great group place. Like if you got a big group of people, it's a great.
You got even if it's four of you, you're still gonna have probably a good time.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I mean,
heaven, severe chopstick.
That place was one of the more ruckus places that I've ever been in. Period. You know, just for in terms of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. So do you want to do the next one?
I will.
On the list here.
Well. We never shy away from the girl drinks around here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm curious where you're going with this, but all right.
We never shy away from the girly drinks.
No.
And, you know, as noted here, you know, it's not necessarily girly, but it's more of
more of a sweet drink.
A sweet drink.
Yes.
We're in search of the world's most perfect mojito here on the Wellfed Guide.
Well, you are.
I am. But, we had an opportunity to go just down the street from where we are right now.
Yes.
And on the hottest day of the summer. I mean, my sweat had sweat.
It was,
and
yeah.
There were people sitting outside of this restaurant.
Which is just insanity.
Yeah, absolute. That was the nutsiest thing I've ever seen. We were as close and as far back in the air conditioning as humanly possible.
Yep.
And this... Word goes to Barrio for best drink.
Yes. Sometimes we give it to a specific restaurant. Sometimes we give it to a specific item in that restaurant. Right. This is one of those where it's a specific item.
Right.
And this is something that I had that you didn't.
Right.
It was the drink called the Cobra Verde, which is essentially, now Barrio, if you remember, it's a margarita bar. Or it's a tequila bar, excuse me. But what this one, what Cobra Verde was, is a, it's essentially a margarita, but they also add an absinthe.
Okay, yep.
And...
just to bring an element of danger to the...
I guess, I don't really know. I don't know what it was supposed to do, but what it did was make easily one of the best tequila mixed drinks I've ever had in my life. And I'm a fan of tequila. I like my tequila. And... This is easily one of the best versions of a margarita I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that it was that...
on the rocks.
It was on the rocks. Mm-hmm. It was that nice kind of refreshing pick-me-up that you needed on a day like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it had just... It had a noticeable but not terrifying kick of alcohol. It was well-balanced in terms of the fire of the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious, and it's one of those where, had the place not been quite as...
We were poorly dressed to be
there. We were underdressed for that. It's a bit of a young executives kind of hangout, especially being right next to the Target corporate office.
Our cheekbones and our jawlines were not defined enough to be in there. That's basically what we're getting at.
I was thinking more of my waistline, to be honest, but we just weren't pretty enough.
Right. Then the food was decent there, but the drinks really were what made that.
Yeah, and that's really what they're going for.
I swallowed a hot pepper in there. Something.
And he almost died.
And I nearly died. It was you have no idea how to hold a chopstick, do you?
I'm having issues today. I don't know what my problem is.
This is the most ghetto-fied way to hold a chopstick. You don't hold it like a pen.
I'm having an issue today. Just leave me alone.
Almighty.
God.
I'd be really upset if we went and got like the sushi or something like that, and that's how you would have held that pen.
Shut up.
Or held the chopsticks.
Shut up.
So second award goes to Barrio for the Cobra
Verde. It's fantastic, and if you're a drinking age, I recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I'm hardly a mixologist,
mm-hmm.
and so I might be wrong in this assessment, but absinthe. I've had absinthe straight, and it strikes me as something that is very mixable with other liquors and things like that, but at the same time also very, it's easy to get wrong.
Right.
So the fact that they did it and they did it right says a lot about the people, again, at Barrio. So.
Card the ribs, gentlemen.
Very good.
Very good. May I take the candy plate?
Yeah, go right ahead. All right, I'm going to try one of these ribs.
They're really good.
Are they good? Now, this normally goes against my my philosophy of no bones.
Right. But it's really good.
Huh?
They're mild. It's just kind of, again, a little bit of hints of peanut flavor to it.
Yeah, there's a definite peanut hint. I don't want to use peanut hint again, but
mm-hmm.
And very smoky, which is nice.
But they're tender, which is nice too.
Good texture on the pork.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we're also, this show is also about, quality food. But we also understand that, sometimes you need fast food. Sometimes you're just hungry.
We also like to wax nostalgic around here a little bit too.
That's true. And we like finding, last year we had an award for Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
For the best improvement on school lunch item.
Yep.
Which was their tater tots. Tater tots, anytime you can vastly improve on essentially comfort food or just any sort of food that you've grown up eating,
mm-hmm.
if you can do that in a really interesting way, I think that means more. Like, if you can do a tater tot well, if you could do a casserole well, if you can do those kind of things well, I will take that over your fanciest, grilled halibut, ceviche, whatever.
That was a shot at me, pretty much.
No, it's more, simple foods done right will always win out over fancy foods.
I agree.
And in this case, will always win out over fast food. So, one thing we were really excited about, one of the times we almost did another all appetizer show, was at the place Tavern on France. One of our few bourbon episodes out in the burbs. And bourbon, that's a word.
Well, it just makes it sound more like we got drunk on our episode.
We got a little meat drunk. If I remember right, we had giant burgers.
You had a giant burger and a giant sandwich. I had the cheesesteak sandwich that was equal parts cheese to meat ratio.
Mm-hmm. Which is the right way to do it. These ribs are making me regret not shaving before I got here.
Yeah, you're a mess.
Uh-huh. But easily the highlight of that meal was I forget what they called them. Should have researched this.
We'll call them what we want to call them.
They're the best Chicken Little sandwiches you've ever had in your life.
Right.
Now, Chicken Littles stand to the test of time as one of the few things in KFC I will eat with a plum.
Mm-hmm.
And not like the fruit plum, like a plumb. PLOMB.
With reckless abandon.
With reckless abandon.
19, 20 of them at a time.
Oh, yes. They're like the White Castle sliders of KFC. They're just little simple chicken sandwiches, chicken breast patty sandwiches. Got a little mustard. A little mayonnaise.
How dare you,
little mayonnaise, I'm sorry.
And it's a spiced mayo.
It's like a little bit of a spiced mayo. At KFC, is it a spice?
Yeah, it's a little spicy.
Really?
Just a little bit.
A little bit of shredded lettuce on
top. No, you are wrong, sir. The originals do not have shredded lettuce.
Really? Yes. Okay. I still think you need the lettuce.
You do need the lettuce, and I do applaud Tavern on France for putting lettuce on there just to make them a little bit more burger-ish.
Yeah.
But we'll just basically call them little marinated chicken sandwiches.
Or chicken sliders.
Chicken sliders. And they were fantastic. I mean,
they were. And I've been there once or twice since that show, mm-hmm. and I always get them.
Yeah.
Much to the regret of myself, because I normally, because they're an appetizer, I always forget that. Did you get like three?
Yeah, that's enough for a meal.
That's easily enough for a meal. And, God, I am a fucking mess.
You really are.
I'm not used to eating ribs, so I don't know the proper way to do it.
They do have forks. No, they don't. Do they?
No, yeah, they do. They're over there. Yeah. But no, these were they were perfect. They were, well cooked, very simple, but just absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's award for the best improvement on a fast food item goes to Tavern on France for their Chicken Little sandwiches. We will figure out what the hell they're actually called.
I actually think they have Chicken Littles in
no,
the title.
No, because I think...
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive that they don't. They might be called Chicken Sliders.
I think they're called Chicken Littles.
We'll have to look them up. But either way, it'll be in the show notes or in the forum post where we have all of the different awards that we're going to do. But they're perfect. They're the right size. You know, I wish you could buy them like a plate of them, like five or six of them.
Let me take this from the side.
Yeah.
Would you care for drinks at all?
I'm good for right now, thanks.
I'm too.
I think we might be out of food.
We are out of food.
That's a damn shame.
Might have to actually resort to the regular menu.
No. I'd go for another thing of pork candy.
May I run something by you real quick?
Sure.
The pulled pork stuffed Peking cakes.
Where are they? Oh, there they are.
Or the hot mustard dumplings.
Wasn't that your porno name?
It is, actually.
Hot mustard dumpling?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
So, I'd go with either one of those.
I was going to say, let's get that Kowali, but they already said they were out. Mm-hmm. Sons of bitches. No, let's not get the Peking case because they include the pickled jicama.
Okay.
And I did not like that in our
sorry
plate.
To do that.
So it was just I think that the flavors just didn't work. So right. We can go the other one, the dumplings.
Okay. The hot, you're okay with hot mustard?
The hot mustard dumplings.
Okay.
So yes, Tavern on France. Awesome. Good for you. So you've got the next one here.
Alright.
As we consult.
So, occasionally we'll do an extra drive.
A bit. This was definitely the year where we got out to that burbs again. More.
We ventured out of your sacred, you know, little realm, your little cocoon of Minneapolis.
Which is really funny for you to say, because I think the last four episodes have been downtown restaurants.
Pretty much, I know.
So, not by my choice either.
But the ones that have been outskirted, or outskirted?
Outskirted?
Outskirted. Whatever.
I don't think outskirted.
Don't question my genius.
Uh-huh.
The ones that have been, you know, outside of the we'll call them the inner
outside
circle.
The inner?
Yeah. Whatever.
Where are you going with
this? I don't know. Anyway, we ventured out to Minnetonka to Delicious
Couple
Cafe.
Couple times.
Yeah. Delicious Cafe and Bakery, which is a Brazilian grill.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our Best Hidden Gem Award.
Yes.
Now, if you remember back, this is another one of those shows where you had something I wanted.
Yes.
And if you remember, more recently, the Vincent's restaurant.
Yes.
You got the Vincent Burger, which I wanted. And I'm still angry at you about.
Yeah, get over it.
No, I will not get over it.
Get over it.
You got a skirt steak or something like that, or...
It was. I forget exactly what cut of meat it was, but it was basically, yeah, it was a small steak medallion.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of them, actually. Mm-hmm. And they are cured in sea salt and then just cooked. Mm-hmm. Just cooked the hell out of them. It was fantastic.
Lovingly.
Lovingly.
Slowly.
Yeah, like 17 hours or some shit like that.
But we were literally the only people in the restaurant the entire time we were there.
Yep. Not counting the help, obviously.
Not counting the help and the people are coming in for takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And it is literally in a strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
And not in like a nice strip mall.
Have you said like what the place is called again?
Yeah, Delicious Cafe and Bay.
Okay.
Brazilian Cafe
and
Bay.
I didn't remember.
And, you know, sometimes you do... It was a great example of having to go off the beaten path to find an excellent place that, you know, unless we had some sort of word of mouth about it, we would have never gotten it.
Well, and we went there on the recommendation of your mother's friend.
One of the teachers at my mom's school that is doing a teacher exchange.
Okay.
From Brazil, and that's where he goes to get authentic Brazilian food because he can't afford to go to Fogo de Chão.
That's enough for everyone.
Right.
That's too much for anyone, really.
And he goes there on weekends because apparently it's packed there.
Yeah,
and
I can see that.
And that's where a lot of...
Well, and apparently they have unique dishes to Saturday.
Yeah, they have we'll call it a Brazilian brunch. but they do. And, you know, just, it was completely off the beaten track. I mean, there's a barber shop in it.
And it doesn't even really have much of a sign, which is, I want to say about this place is, you could very easily walk past this place that we're at tonight, the Sabo, or Subo, excuse me, because there's very little signage to it, and which would be a shame. So hopefully they'll get a little more out there and promote themselves just a little bit more.
Right.
But, excuse me. So speaking of, So speaking
of carrot?
No, that's fine. Is that a carrot? Is that what that's supposed to be?
No.
Oh, that.
You don't want that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why I thought you were giving me that.
No.
Oh, I'm like, I don't want that. Nope. That would kill me.
It'll turn you inside out.
Yeah.
Is that also important to note?
Yes.
That was the night of my mom's birthday.
It was? That's right, I was going to ask you about that.
And I took home four different desserts from that
place. You were a cake fiend.
And every single one of them was...
So what did you get?
I got a cheesecake.
Okay, which looks good.
A tres leches cake, a order of flan, and then a coconut cake.
You didn't get the red velvet cake?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
No. Every single one of them were outstanding. I'm not even that big of a coconut fan, but that was my favorite thing.
Really?
I like coconut, but it's not like... Oh,
you're not over the moon with
it. Yeah, exactly. That was decadent, like the fluffiest, lightest cake you've ever had, and
really?
This gorgeous buttercream with the toasted and candied coconut on it.
Oh wow!
Holy crap!
Yeah, so it's a little bit of everything. I mean, they've got the cafe kind of stuff and the more Brazilian grill kind of things, and then they've got this outstanding bakery where you've got all your cakes, and there was a fair amount of pies in there. There was a key lime pie there that just looked. I almost knocked that old woman over and just took it.
They also have. Are open in the morning, so they do coffee and then baked goods in the morning. Apparently, they do a tremendous cinnamon roll, which you don't think of as just a normal Brazilian type thing.
No, not normal.
But apparently, it just adds to the legend and the lore that is this place.
Yeah, and it's a really cool place. And if you go there, which you should, on the outside they've got some articles about them, about the family that runs this, and it's basically the husband and wife that moved to Minnesota, and they had some restaurants down in Brazil, and they moved up here for some reason, I don't remember now, and the man takes care of the meat, and the wife takes care of the baking.
Yep.
It is as God intended. No, I'm not going to say that, actually.
She also washes the clothes and cares for the children.
Yes, and births the babies.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I saw her. She was walking around barefoot and pregnant in the whole time.
She wears
which is pretty good. She's like 60. So
it was amazing.
It was amazing. Brazilians, very fertile people. This is just getting more and more offensive as we go. But yeah, it's a very cool story, and we saw both the owners there. It was probably their son that helped us.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Wouldn't shock me. Now, before we get... There's a couple things we want to get to before the last two. I think. Let me see here if I'm forgetting anything. No. Okay. First off, I want to talk about this.
May it take place for me, gentlemen?
Yeah. I think we're going to go the mustard dumplings. Can order those? All right, thanks. One thing I want to talk about here, going back to the food here, is we're not just doing the awards tonight, we're talking about this place. And what I like about this is, as opposed to last year, when we did the awards in Common Roots Cafe,
which was,
we ended up not really liking it.
I didn't like it at all. It was like one of my least favorite places we went.
And I was unimpressed as well. It's a much better breakfast place than it was a dinner place.
I should hope so, because there's no reason why that place should even be open.
Yeah, free Wi-Fi. Hit and it's in Uptown. Yeah. But no, this place, we actually like the food, which
exactly.
is nice, which is handy. In fact, this is definitely a front runner. In fact, it's the only runner at this point for next year's Golden Bacon Awards.
Well, we still have places like that weren't included on this year's list, like Lindale's Half House.
That's right, we did not include that. Well, we'll figure that out in a year.
Groveland Tap.
We'll figure that out in a year.
All right.
Let's live in the now.
Everything that's happening now is happening now.
Happening now.
What happened to then? We're past then.
When?
Just now.
Okay. that sauce that those ribs were in.
I do like that.
That was fantastic.
It really was.
That was easily the best part of it.
I would put that on toast.
You know what it reminded me of? Really good, like, Chef Boyardee ravioli sauce. Like, the sauce, like, the meat sauce that they put it in.
I can see that, yes, I can see that.
You know, it's not like a marinara.
I want
that on
pasta.
Summer, yeah, that'd be awesome on pasta. Like, a good, like, pork sausage pasta. Pork sausage and spaghetti or linguine with that. Oh, my God, that'd be fantastic.
Like a chicken and mushroom pasta ravioli.
I could see that. I could see that. It's almost like a vodka sauce, kind of.
That same consistency.
It's the same consistency. But yeah, that was easily the best thing on those ribs. I mean, the meat was fine and all, but that sauce just made it.
I've yet to ingest something that I didn't like so far, so.
I don't know, you didn't try that pickled jicama.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I ate the rest of it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
Well, jicama's radish.
Yes.
Or in the radish family, so if you don't really like radishes, then you're probably not going to like that.
I'm ambivalent toward radishes.
Okay.
But before we get to...
Those are colored.
Yes, I hate red people. There's a couple things we want to take. Some honorable mentions.
I agree, yes.
That we want to get to here.
Close, but
it didn't... We have a limited amount of awards.
We have a limited budget.
We have a limited, very limited budget. So we can't make certificates for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you. So, is there any place that you feel wasn't covered...
There were certain dishes that I liked quite a bit.
Okay.
The Scotch eggs at Victory 44.
See, I was surprised you picked those.
I like those a lot.
I thought the Brits Pub ones were better.
And I disagree with you. I like the Victory 44. I think they were smaller, and there was less going on, and sometimes less is more.
See, I completely agree with you in your assessment, but I also completely disagree in the... in your opinion of it. I didn't write down any of the
I wanted to see what else we had on here. Okay. Another one I would mention is definitely Fogo.
Yes.
Just out of the sheer spectacle.
When the initial draft of the awards, Fogo was listed as the best last meal.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to die the next day, that's where you'd go.
Yeah.
I kind of scale back on that because they are a bit of a chain.
Yes, they're a bit of a chain, but it was the thing is, out of a lot of the restaurants we had, there were few better meals. You know,
that is true.
I mean, there
that
few,
is true. There's also fewer. There are also a few more expensive meals.
No, there were. I mean, that was epic.
It was a painful show. Gastronomically, gastronomically it was fine, I should say. Intestinally, very bad. Financially, also very bad.
I agree. But I mean, if you think about it, all around, good meat, good salad bar, great drinks. I mean, from the beer to the
caipirinhas,
the $12 caipirinhas.
Yeah, we didn't
less inclined to order that many of them.
Yeah,
another $12.
That was one of those.
It's even worse because they were little tiny lowball glasses.
Here's the bit. Here's the lesson. The takeaway from that.
Yeah, the lesson
is if they suggest something,
right?
Check the price first.
Yeah.
Before you have two.
That's the problem. There's no prices anywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
There was no prices anywhere except on the wine list.
Yep.
And we're not. I mean,
we didn't.
That's
we
not how we roll.
That is one thing I want. I would plan for next year is do more wine.
Okay.
Because it's something that I kind of want to learn more about.
All right. Well, I'd be happy to take you down that road.
One of many roads you've taken me down.
Well, hold your hand.
Yes. But yeah, Fogo was an experience.
It was. I have never been exhausted as much as I was after that.
I don't know. The meter wiener knocked me out.
They were both in equal just amounts of pain and suffering. I wasn't nearly as drunk. As it was after after Fogo, as I was at Gas Stops.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that was just, they were, I also, they have probably my favorite, one of the top three favorite dishes in town,
mm-hmm.
there, and those little sausages.
Little sausages are fantastic.
I will kill you. I have no problems taking a life.
Even if it's mine?
Even if it's yours. I'll stab a chopstick right near your ear.
Good to
kind
know.
Of belched at the same time.
Good to know. That.
But, yes, that would Did you have any?
I think all of my honorable mentions are places that I've been before.
Okay.
That kind of came through in my enjoyment of them. Again, Village Walk.
Really?
See, you didn't go to school here.
I didn't go to school here, but it just seems so pedestrian.
It is, but that's almost the beauty of it. You know what I mean? It's just one of those places where, and I'm fully capable of admitting that it is likely an equal part nostalgia and all of that, non-objective ways of looking at it.
Right.
But there's just something about that place, especially. Like, I've even had, takeout there.
Yeah.
And it's just not the same. It's that place.
You gotta be there in the moment.
It's that place. It's seeing all the college kids and all of the graduate students that are working on their thesis while eating fried rice.
Well, it just goes back to waxing nostalgic about certain places. It's be the same thing of me pointing out Fireside Pizza.
Yep.
You know, that was a place that you didn't necessarily enjoy, but I enjoyed
it. I didn't mind it. I mean, I thought it was fine.
We had better pizza other places.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, there were better places to have ambiance, but, I mean...
For you, that was a big part of your growing up, whereas me, that was the first time I'd been there.
Right.
I'm just trying to think if there was any other real place that really kind of shocked me. Pizzania.
Pizzania?
Speaking of pizza, and this is another one that was right up there for me. And it is part of our listeners' choice. It's one of the options. But we'll talk a little about that later. But that was just... It was so...
Good.
So good. And such... It's one of those where... It is exactly the kind of high-class establishment I expect in Northeast. Where it's got that nice mix of class, but also... I didn't feel underdressed.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a classy place to go, but it was a comfortable place to go.
It was comfortable class, though. I wouldn't call it, you're not taking the kids there. No. I consider places like Annie's Parlor.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think of another kind of place like that. Or like Keegan's, even, like right across the street from there. I consider that comfortable.
Yeah.
This was just a little step up from that.
I agree.
And I thought the calzone was fantastic, and the drink menu was very good, and I've...
The calzone nearly ended you.
That is true.
I know you owe me a cleaning bill for my car afterwards, so...
I thought we agreed never to talk about that.
I can't help but bring it up, because every time I step into my car, especially since I have to keep the windows rolled up at this point because of the cold... I'm reminded of that.
Well,
on that same pizza level, we got to talk about Black Sheep, because it was in my opinion, I loved that place.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't like it nearly as much as I did.
I didn't like it. It was just like we were talking about today. It wasn't the best pizza I had had.
No, but it was for me. I thought between being a brand new restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
At the time,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that nobody else is doing coal fire,
mm-hmm.
everyone else is doing wood fire pizza,
mm-hmm.
Made that too unique. And then the fact that they were also cooking all their other dishes in the oven at the same mm-hmm. time.
You know. And I will give them that. I guess.
And the service was really good too.
The service was awesome, mm-hmm. and I guess for me, I'm not into coal fire. There was that bit of that char that it didn't appeal to me.
You had the brick of cheese in your, calzone as well.
But I don't think that makes a difference. It's just I didn't like that flavor of, I like that flavor in meat.
Yeah.
I don't like it in dough.
Okay. I completely understand what you're saying.
So, I mean, I would have no problem eating there again.
Yep.
I would recommend it to people if they like more kind of artisanal pizzas.
Artisanal.
But, yeah. But, it's just, it wasn't the best pizza I'd had.
Okay.
So that's kind of why, that was my thinking behind that. Now, we got to start wrapping up here. We'll talk about the listener's choice here for a little bit.
Okay.
We have a listener's choice poll. Had it since last week in the forums. which I recommend you go to. And unfortunately, we found out today that for a good chunk of the time, the poll was down and no one could vote on it.
You should talk to our webmaster about that.
That'd be me.
Really?
I screwed up.
Huh.
I clicked a box that should not have been clicked when I was setting the poll up. So there was a good chunk of people that didn't get to...
It's easy to do when you have one screen, you have the gay porn, and then on the other screen...
It's very distracting.
Doing that
it's
actual
very,
work.
I know. It's
and this
very
is at work.
This is at work. I'm all about living on the edge.
Walk that tightrope.
That's right. So what we're going to do, we're going to extend it another week.
Mm-hmm.
So the Listener's Choice Award... We'll go. We'll announce next week.
Okay.
So if you haven't had a chance yet, or you tried to get on and it didn't work for some reason, go there now. We'll have a link to this in the show notes.
Forever hold your peace.
Go there now, vote, and if you leave a post in the show in the forum thread, you'll be entered into the contest to win a night out on us.
With us? No.
Not with us. No. That'd be too expensive. Night out on us. So definitely check it, check that out. And even if you don't want to do it, you still vote so that we can get as many votes as possible, so that it really is the listener's choice.
Right.
So that's completely my fault. So that's why we're going to extend it a week. I know I'm such a failure. Now we've got one left, which is in our opinions. The best of the year, right. the most
the Grammy Award for best new artist.
The in this case that actually is somewhat appropriate. Mm-hmm. The best experience, the best food, the best drinks, the best ambiance, the best everything.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We call it the Grand Hickory.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we called it last year.
Is that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Wow.
Yes. It is.
We really need to talk to a marketing person.
The winner. What's the Grand Hickory? It's the Golden Bacon Awards. And what's the best kind of bacon?
Mesquite.
Oh.
Are you
know,
that's a discussion for another time.
Peppered. I like peppered.
Peppered.
I love peppered.
Okay, so it's the Grand Pepper. That doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
I like it.
You're an idiot. Anyway, the winner for best overall. 2009, and the winner of the second annual and very coveted Grand Hickory, and that is what it will stay as.
Golden Mesquite.
It's not the Golden Mesquite. That sounds like some sort of venereal disease. I got a case of the Golden.
It's a case of the Golden Mesquite.
The Golden Mesquite. Would you like to announce the winner?
It went to the Craftsman.
The Craftsman. One of. Easily our favorite, one of our favorite places, but it was also just a great show.
Right.
Because
we had hands.
We did. the service was fantastic.
Yep.
And that's really what kind of, for me, pushed it over the edge was the service. Because not only was her, and I cannot remember her name now, and I apologize, very cute young lady, not only was she very knowledgeable about what was going on because of that menu that the Craftsman has. It's very seasonal, it's very tied into local ingredients and what's available. It's always changing, so not only was she very knowledgeable about that, but you could tell that she really enjoyed doing it.
Oh yeah, she was completely into the whole shoot and match.
Yeah, she was talking about like her favorite dishes and recommending stuff to us, and it was, and that I really think makes a dining experience that much better.
Yeah.
You know, where there's clearly attentive staff. And I would say that for like Groveland Tap as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not necessarily, it's not eligible this year, it'll be for next year. That was one thing that impressed me about that place, is just the very attentive staff. And I mean, we've got the recorder here and all that stuff, so it's like we're not making any sort of subterfuge about what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be an element to that, but at the same time, you still can't fake enthusiasm.
Can't fake that funk.
No. Which is appropriate with the song that's playing right now.
Hot mustard dumplings.
Thank you.
Enjoy that.
Are these a... We've now used up all the chopsticks.
Can I get you anything else?
I think we're done.
Good. Thank you.
So, it was just an exquisite menu.
And I've had our consensus favorite for best dish or dish of the year.
Yes.
I believe you had the best term for it.
I don't even remember now.
Oh, it was pork paste.
Oh yes, the pork paste.
Yeah, pork Elmer's glue.
Yes.
With the pork roulettes.
Yes. Is it roulettes or rillettes?
It might be rillettes, but we're from Minnesota, so it doesn't matter.
New Prague.
New Prague.
Oh, these dumplings smell fantastic.
I bet they're spicier than...
I bet you they are, too. Bottoms up.
Bet that was hot. He's sinking. How you doing? Okay? Need a hug?
It's very high temperature-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as spicy. It's not terribly spicy, though.
All right.
It's a slow burn. You know, I mean, I'm definitely getting it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like I want to die.
Okay.
There's definite mustard flavor to it.
Now, can you explain what the pork rillettes were?
Oh, pork rillettes. Oh, yeah. They were just delicious.
Well, it was.
They were like pig zest. You know, like lemon zest, where you take the lemon and you put it against the little nail file, right. And you get the stuff. If they took a pig, mm-hmm. took a nail file and just shaked it,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't like a pate or anything like that. It was
a little bit of everything.
It's hard to describe.
Mm-hmm.
It was mystery meat of the most exquisite. Exquisite?
You're close.
Exquisite. I've only had the one drink too.
I know, it's amazing.
It is mystery meat of the most exquisite flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're big fans, obviously, of pork, and
as evidenced by this.
So you know, we're obviously very into it in terms of a main dish, but it's meats and proteins in general are considered like the main part of something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas this was, it was not quite a condiment, but it was something that. Wasn't so much on its own, but it enhanced everything else around it.
Right, because it was served with a very basic crostini, mm-hmm. and it also had sliced apples with it as well, if you remember back. And then
that's right, the apples. Oh my
Dijon,
god, the apples.
And a Dijon mustard. So everything was meant to complement
mm-hmm.
that perfectly. And every single thing you tried it differently with brought something new to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was... with essentially what we were looking for in a dish. And then as the restaurant as a whole, it was inviting, it was comfortable, they have a beautiful outdoor seating area.
It's exactly like what I was saying about Pisa Nia.
Yeah.
It's that combination of the comfortable with the classy,
mm-hmm.
where you feel like you're stepping out of your comfort zone, but you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great for guys like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we're not the most cultured people in the world.
How dare you, sir?
Shut up. You know, not because we're stupid or we just don't know. We're budding foodies.
Right.
And we almost got free food. You want the last one?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Really got extra food.
Almost. See, that's the way I should have done it. I should have just speared it. But I try to eat it like sushi.
That's
so.
How I roll.
Yeah. But it was a great place. It was good for dates, good for business meetings, good for, you know, a nice weekend lunch. It's good for everything. And it is one of those where this is the one we talked about the longest, I would say. Like we waited till like the last possible moment to decide. And you brought it up. And immediately it made sense to me. Like it's like, yes, absolutely. It was one of the best dining experiences we had in the year. Excuse me. And I've been back once or twice since then. And
I'm actually waiting for summer to come back around because they do use the seasonal ingredients.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna
we were there in the autumn, weren't we?
Might have actually been spring.
Might have been spring. We don't actually research anything before we say it.
No, we really don't. We're lucky if we have pants on during this damn thing.
This is true.
But to go there when the ingredients are much more seasonal around here.
Yes.
You know, they might be using ingredients that are both around here, but there's going to probably be a greenhouse type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
At this time of year. So my plan is to go back there in the summer, sit outside, and just enjoy myself thoroughly again.
All right. So, to wrap up real quick before we talk about this place.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great places we went to this year.
Mm-hmm.
I would say easily 45 out of 52 or so.
Oh, really?
45 out of 50 were places I would go to again.
I'd say probably be a little bit lower for me, just simply because of I think I have higher standards than you do.
Oh, fuck you, man. but it's still the vast majority of places we would go back to.
Exactly.
And that has everything to do with the fact that the Twin Cities area has one of the best food... I don't want to say food markets because that sounds stupid.
Exactly. That's very good. That's very food centric.
Yes.
I didn't even like that one. So.
I like food scenes.
No.
So because of that, we just want to thank all of the people that work in all the great restaurants, not only that we tried this year or last year, but just, you know, every day they're making this area a really cool place to not only be a foodie, but become a foodie.
You're going
to
start crying, aren't
you? No, shut the fuck up. Why you got to do that? You always got to derail something when I'm trying to be sincere. This is why you're divorced, by the way.
You're right.
Everything's a joke to you. That's right.
Why is our love a joke?
Well, in that case, never mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
So if you've gone to one of these places, we had somebody mention in the listeners poll today that they went to, I think it was Lodo.
Yeah.
They'd gone there, they loved it. If you go to one of these places that we highlighted, make sure you tell your server or the front of the house or wherever, tell them that you heard about it on the Welfare Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love that if we got, you know. We just love knowing, and if you go, tell us that you went.
Which was when I read that was surprising as hell to me because I panned that restaurant pretty hard.
Yeah, you did.
And you liked it quite
a bit. I liked it, yeah.
It was one of those ones where it was very yin and yang.
Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, to have a third almost deciding
party. And by that token, I won.
By that one, I admit defeat. Apparently, I was wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, tell us about it. Tell the people in the restaurant about it. Tell your friends about it. That's the real important thing.
Right.
You know, it's a tough time for restaurants now. I think you'd be foolish to open up a restaurant right now, to be honest.
Or a beer store.
Or, well, he's obviously doing great.
Apparently.
And that's a good segue. We want to thank our sponsor, of course, the Four Firkins Specialty Beer Store. I think I'm going to make him start actually paying now that I know how much he made last year.
Exactly. We have
for
finances
these ads.
Running, you bastard.
Yeah. Not asking much, you know.
$5 here and there.
Yeah, you know. $20 bucks a listener, yeah. Maybe. I think that sounds fair. Anyway, check him out. And there's only one location, and he said that in an article. If you follow us on Facebook, if you find an article that he was in the Star Tribune this week, talked about he's only ever going to have one location. I think it's more because he doesn't trust
anybody.
I'm shocked that he even got other employees. To be honest,
they would have been out of business already. He would have just ran out of energy.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
I mean, let's face it. Those first 6 months where he was the only one working there, he looked like death warmed over.
But he was doing God's work.
He was doing God's work.
And we thank him for that.
He was doing God's
And we thank him for sponsoring the show in all of the great ways that he does. So, final verdict on Subo. I keep wanting to call it Sabo.
I know you do. Well,
Subo.
Saba is mackerel in Japanese.
That's true. I didn't think about that for a second, but...
The only reason I know that is off of sushi.
Yeah, because it's often used in sushi. Anyway.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
It was a pork feast. It was
a pork feast.
It was
a choke on my water.
It was pork eight ways.
It was.
Pork five ways, I think.
three or four, something like that. But it's not just pork. I mean, you've got a pretty good seafood menu.
That's something we didn't even touch. You could have came here and...
Yeah, they didn't have any real seafood appetizer.
No.
Thanks for the happy hour.
Well, it's important to note that this is, for lack of a better term, a Filipino tapas bar.
Tapas. I thought you said topless for a second.
Everything's small plates here. Everything. So they're all appetizer size stuff. Much like you'd see at Moto E.
Which
was one of our favorite places from last year.
Yes, it was. It was the winner of the Grand Hickory last year.
It was. But, you know, very affordable. The most expensive entree on here is $17, and that's for a whole grilled fish.
Yeah, which is a standard entree.
Right.
So, I mean, that's understandable.
But really, I mean, they have a large vegetarian...
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of beef.
No.
But which makes sense, because I don't think there's room in the Philippines for beef.
I don't see any. I take that back. There is a grilled skirt steak.
Yeah.
That looks fantastic as well.
But a lot of good stuff.
I will definitely be back here and eating my way through the seafood part of the menu.
Yeah. I'm not as big of a fish guy. It's definitely got some good ones.
And that's okay. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah. You're funny.
But I also try some of the vegetarian stuff. The adobo green beans sound fantastic. Onions, chilies, madras curry, calamansi, sesame oil, and soy sauce on green beans sound fantastic to me.
That could be good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really go into their drink menu. They've got a pretty good selection of cocktails.
Yes, they do.
Not much of a beer selection. At least not from what I saw.
From the bottle, yes.
Do they? Oh, I didn't even look at that.
From the bottle, they've got... a lot of Minnesota stuff. They do also have woodchuck in a bottle.
I like woodchuck.
I know. I was mocking the woodchuck.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
But they also do have Rogue Dead Guy on tap, which I applaud them for. That's
nice.
Awesome.
There's not a lot of places that do that.
And have it affordable on tap, which is only $6 for a pint. That's pretty good.
That's not bad at all, damn.
But they also have a lot of different sakis.
Yeah, I was a little shocked at that. We didn't do that this time, but they got some good stuff. Demon Killer, which is fantastic. It's a Junmai. Demon Killer is awesome, amazing, and fairly cheap. And they have $9.50 for a, I'm guessing they call it a gulp, which I'm guessing is like a
sip.
No, it's a gulp. The Demon Killer.
Sip, craft. I'm sorry, we were looking at two different things. You were looking at the happy hour.
Oh, I was looking at the happy hour. Yeah, they don't have the sips, but apparently they have the sip of the Demon Killer on the main menu. But yeah, very good. I'd definitely come back here.
Absolutely.
It's right in downtown. There's a parking lot right next to it, which is nice.
Or right across the street.
Which is where we parked. So it's another fine year done. I look forward to next year.
It's a lot of work.
It's real tough.
Being the gastric juggernauts that we are.
That's just because we're fat.
you're just mad you didn't come up with the term gastric juggernaut.
I'm okay with it, actually.
Really? Yeah. I think that was one of my better ones.
That's true, but that doesn't mean it's something I wanted to go for. but yes, thank you guys very much for listening. Again, we want to give special thanks to our sponsors at thefortforkins.com. And check us out on Facebook. You can join us, be our fan. And I'm trying to think what else we've got. The store, obviously. I'm hoping before spring we'll have the Well-Fit Guide shirt in the store.
Awesome.
So
wear it proudly.
You should. So we're still finalizing the design. So hopefully we'll get that up shortly. But we've also got a bunch of other stuff in the store as well. So check that out. And of course, join us on the forums. Again, we'll have a link to the listener poll, which you have until next Monday to finish up. So if you wanted to vote on that, but due to my stupidity, you couldn't. There you go. So
welcome to my world.
We should take off because we're getting the eye. So, the evil eye. And it's the Filipino version, so I don't know what that means.
They're going to cut you.
What? They're going to cut me? Yeah. I think Manny Pacquiao is going to come and beat
us
up.
Probably.
He's probably in the back. You know, maybe he makes those shots, and that's why they name it after him. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Here's where you should have stopped. Over here is where you actually did stop.
At least I'm not divorced. Have a good week, everybody.